message to be sending through to 1406. So just type F, leave a space, add your message to it. You send it through to 1406. Well, don't forget, when it's about 20 minutes to strike 12, we're going to be activating a phone line for you to join us. Well, the line will be 03-220-62207. Well, let me ask you, do you want a place to shop? Then get to Continental Supermarket. Well, they deal in all kinds of confectionery, dresses, shoes, and perfumery. Well, just get to Continental Supermarket and you get all these styles at very affordable prices. Continental Supermarket is located within Mini Market, the Mini Market of University Hall. The Mini Market of the Unity Hall, yeah? It's a University Hall, so, Unity Hall, University Hall. Not Aston Katanga, but Unity Hall. So get to the Mini Market of Unity Hall. They also have branches at Ayedias Gate and Aja. For more info on goods and services they provide, you could call them on this line 02444-426292. 02444-426292. Once again, it's 02444-426292. 1406 is the short code. Type F, leave a space, add your message to be sending through to 1406.
Left, make a see a danger. Danger.
25 minutes to try 12 and on in here. If you're just joining us, it's 94.3 megahertz Focus FM, the FC show. Still airborne. My name is DJ Kwame, and as I say, you know, as I've been telling you, Well, today, later today, we're going to be having the album launch of John Jermaine, a.k.a. The Supremo, at the premises of Fox FM. And the after party, you know, which I love so much, will be at the Golden Foxtrot. Well, he's in here. Let's listen to one of his tracks. He called this one In My Head. We'll be back to get up close and personal with John.
Someone who really loves you. True, you found someone who loves you better. True, you found someone who's finally love you. Whatever it takes, girl. Whatever it is, girl. Love you more. Whatever it takes, girl. Whatever it is, girl. Oh, I can be the one to love you better.
It's a John Jermaine track in my head, me taking it from the album he calls This Is Who I Am, right? Anyway, he's in here. What? John, good morning.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Well, I'm great. We're glad to have you. You're most welcome to Sekou.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here.
Well, you know, first of all, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Why do you believe Bush is an alien?
Who? George Bush?
Yeah.
I think he's an alien, trust me, because some of the decisions he's made in the past, he only has to be an alien to be make those decisions.
What about Kwame Swift?
Oh, he don't mind if he did.
Anyway, it's 94.3 Focus FM, and if you join us right now, we have John Jermaine rapping live on the City Show. We're about getting up close and personal with him. As I said, well, he's having his album launch later today at the premises of Fox FM. You know, tell us a little bit something about yourself, you know, your background and all that. Those of us who...
Okay, these days when somebody asks me the question, I need to get specific, because I don't know if you're asking about my background as in school, broadcasting or music. Which one do you want?
You know, all.
All, wow.
Because I guess this is your first time in Kumasi, right?
No.
Commercially, on a commercial basis.
Okay, on a commercial basis, yeah.
Your first time.
The first time I'm coming here to do something about my music, yeah.
Yep.
But I'm half Ashanti, so I come here all the time.
Really?
Yeah. So, I'm the fourth child of Dr. Jermaine and Dr. Professor Jermaine and Hannah Osuansa. I went to Datus Preparatory School.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Harvard Secondary School in Accra. After I traveled to the UK to do a little bit of a broadcasting course. I came back to Ghana, worked at Choice FM, worked at Peace FM, worked at Atlantis Radio, worked at Radio Gold, worked at City FM, worked at XFM, worked at OB TV in London, worked at Ace TV in Los Angeles, worked at Afrique Radio in London. Should I go on?
You know, and so now with XFM.
With XFM and Metro TV.
All right, so you know, when did the movement start? You know, talking about your musical career. When did the movement start?
I've always been a musician. Radio and television came as an accident. I'd recorded a voice over adverts for a company I worked with, Access Media, and I sent it to Omiyan Amfors, and he thought, he's like, whose voice is that? Like, it's my voice. Like, wow, you've got a good voice for radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, all that time, all that me and my friends did, what we know, we write songs, go to the studio and sing. I've been singing in the church choir since I was like 9 years old.
Really?
Yeah, so music is me. The radio and television there, it's plainly by accident. I mean, I think some time back I said that I must be very, very lucky because God gave me two very good talents. He gave me a talent in broadcasting, which I've excelled exceedingly well, and singing, which, trust me, man, I remember back in church and in school, when I sing, people look at me and go like, when you're talking, you have a deep voice. How do you sing like that? It's like, well, I'm blessed.
Wow. And that amazes me too. You know, when you're talking, you have a very deep voice.
I know.
When you're singing,
Joe, you found someone who really loves you.
Wow. Wow. So, you know, up or out with your first album. What were you doing then? You know, you just say you've been in music throughout your entire life.
I usually say this, God time is the best. And you listen to the song you play in the background. Years back, when I record a song like this and people hear it, let's say probably 15 years ago, I recorded a first song, which we played on Azigiza's show, which was on GTV. And everybody kept saying, oh, Widye, Abrofunyum too much. Mm-hmm. I remember PMP wrote in the newspapers that this guy can sing much better than Boyz II Men. At that time, Boyz II Men was the biggest group in Ghana then. And they had just watched us perform live at the National Theatre. And they wrote in PMP that this guy can sing much better than Boyz II Men.
How was the feeling, you know, getting such comments?
I thought it was just somebody writing something. Because people just tell me all the time that I can sing. You know, even when I was recording in my head, when I went to the studio and I started singing, you know, I played everything when we were rehearsing, but I didn't sing as well as I want to sing when I want to go on The Voice.
Okay.
And when I went into the booth and I started singing, he turned the music off, like, hey, you the single? And even sometimes I just go like, oh, these people, they say that thing, you know?
Yeah, just to flatter.
I think this is the best time. I mean, mainly, we live in a country that the music industry is not as big as it is elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a music like this, you know, people in America are calling me, trying to buy the music for me. But in Ghana, nobody put money into this music. That's a problem. So I think it was the best time. Last year, I just sat down and realized, like, look, if it's not like basically, but I've got money now that I can use to promote the whole album myself. And so why don't you just do it? But mainly, I think it's God's time.
God's time. Well, the last time me too, we interviewed our sister station, that's Fox, and you were like, oh, started this thing with the likes of Kojoen Shinen as for the times. And
I didn't start with Kojoen Shinen. Hey, now the media has 70 years. What I said was, people, I'm very good friends with Kojoen. She's like a big brother of mine. And Nana Kwame and all those people, before I released that album, they have heard from some source or something, like, this guy can really sing.
Okay.
So once in a while, they go, like, Matis old Timmy Tunyumpa, so what are you doing with TV? Nana Kwame, there was this studio called, I think, Basement or something. That was somewhere in 1991 or 92.
Okay.
Then Nana Kwame started, you know, trying to record stuff for himself. He came to the studio, and this the owner of the studio told him, listen, I want to play some guy's song for you. So he played my song. And he stayed from morning to evening, which I was gonna come record in the evening, just to see the person who recorded that song. And from that time, we've become friends till now. So there are a few people out there, people like what's the name of this guy? JQ.
Okay.
JQ has recorded a song with me before, so he knows that they sing long time. Sometimes when I interview on Smash, you're like, Charlie, so you made the release album, and everybody go like, oh, John Jimmy, they sing, I'll make you get out. You know, stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, mainly I think it's God's time. I mean,
okay, so the right time has definitely come.
Yeah.
Okay, so your album, talking about what do you call the album?
This is Who I Am.
Why that title?
Yeah, because this is who I am. Music is me. The people in Ghana know me as a successful radio and television presenter.
Mm.
That's how they know me. And if even till now, if anybody asks about John Jermaine, Alo Tigo and TV and radio will come in first.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to let them know that music is who I am, not TV and radio.
Yeah. Okay, so talking about the album, which you're going to be launching later today.
Yeah,
how many tracks do you have on the album?
I've got seven songs on the album.
Yeah. And it looks like you're promoting just a few.
You know how it's like, me and you, the radio presenters, Sekro Corona, they be able. If the musicians bring their CDs, we just pick one that we like, and but there's a new video out. The first song on the CD, Love Zone, we're gonna start promoting that nationwide as well. That new video is on TV right now.
Okay.
And we're shooting a third video, which is Quiver. We're gonna shoot that in 2 weeks. So after all those three videos, the main videos you want to shoot come out, we promote all, and hopefully my friends radio presenters will start playing other songs as well. I think the new video that is out, I think the number one song on the scene, I think is Love Zone.
Okay.
People are really beginning to love that song as well. So yeah,
you had the launch in Accra a long time ago. What took you so long to actually come to Kumasi?
I was waiting for Premiere. because I don't live here, it's difficult to come here, organize an event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the people I work with as well, they also have other jobs. For example, George, my personal assistant here, he has other jobs that he works on. So it would be quite difficult for him to move to Kumasi and organize an event. So when Premier came up with the idea that, look, you need to do this here because people in Kumasi are asking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the responsibility on himself to work everything out, get venue, get sponsors, get radio stations to support it, just like you're supporting it now. He had to be here to do all that hard job.
Okay.
If you look at his face, you can see that he hasn't slept in a while. So I think if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have happened. So I think we need to thank Premier
so
for making it possible.
Okay, so let's come to the event itself, which is going to be happening later today.
Yes,
could you give me the rundown as to what is going to be happening?
Okay, George, can you tell them all?
He could use,
use the other mic. That's George Nyamete. That's my personal assistant.
This man in here who's been, hustling.
Yeah. This is Ose. He's a younger brother of Apietus. They both work in the studio together. Mental patient. Trust me.
Anyway, could you introduce yourself? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm George. John's personal.
Oh, okay. So could you, take me through what is gonna be happening?
Yeah. Basically, what's gonna happen?
I can't hear you, George.
We're going to do an album signing, that's autograph signing, and then have the time to take some pictures with John and all that. It's kind of question answers. Press,
anything at all. You want to ask questions? The pressmen are going to be given a chance to ask questions. Interact with the members of the fans, get a chance to buy a copy of the CD. And I'll sign it for you, because it's a special launch. We've reduced the price of the CDs, only 5 CDs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me be sure. And I'll sign it, we could take pictures, it's just a family thing, coming to be friends
now,
and family.
I think I have to badge in right now, because most people think John is going to perform and be on stage and you'll be miming and other stuff. No, John is not performing. He just wants to play his music to you. You listen to it, you pass your comments.
Yeah.
And probably if you have some questions that you have, if you have tangible questions to ask John, because there are some questions people have already given me that they want to ask you, and I think that's a bit tangible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Females have their questions and males too.
Yeah. The females, they do be able to be an answer.